Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Song of the day, back to 1997.
Oh, God.
How's It Gonna Be by Third Eye Blind. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Hayman Jewelers Song of the Day.
I know what we do. We always do that thing where you got to stay in the 70s. You got to stay in the 70s. That's an example of a 90s song that's incredible. I've always thought that song was incredible.
At the very end, I cut to the end part. You know, the beginning's good, but
it's good.
When you have 90 seconds for the song, you have to play the meat of the song.
God, that's meat.
They just hammer,
that song.
Oh, man.
God, I'm thinking of them. Oh, Found Out About You's another one like
that. Well, that's a different band. That'd be Blossoms.
No, I know it's the Gin Blossoms, but the Gin Blossoms come readily to mind as a band who nailed in the 90s a couple songs.
Yes.
Whispers at the Bus Stop.
Hey, Jealousy, Follow You Down.
What was Whispers at the Bus Stop?
That's Found Out About
You.
Yeah,
Found Out About You.
Gin Blossoms.
Yeah, the Gin Blossoms, Found Out About You is a song that reminds me of that one, and that it's just incredibly well done. That song you played today by Third Eye Blind,
that's right,
is a 9.87754. That song hits every time.
That song is so good.
When I hear it, I'm freaked out by how good it is.
Well, they just put their heart to that very last part. They're just crushing to the end part.
Yeah, the guy, I mean, you can tell. It's these songs that about relationship issues, everybody can relate to them because everybody's had them. That guy obviously had one at a high level because he does something with his voice that is incredible. Rah! I mean,
try that again.
I'd have to hear the song again, but the pain was evident. He experienced at some point a large degree of pain because it manifested itself in his voice in a certain part of the song. You know what I'm saying?
How's it going to be when you don't know me anymore?
Yeah.
How's it going to be?
Ah, I mean, it was that. You know, he got that out of the pain came out.
Randomly, before we get to ratings here, my sister is a Third Eye Blind super fan.
She is?
I think she, and they still tour, and they're still on about, not making new music.
I like your sister, by the way.
I think she has seen them, no joke, at least 12 times in
Good
concert.
Good for her.
Between Nebraska, Colorado, other places, I mean, 12 times at least. And they're great. I still have not seen them yet live.
Your sister
They've been to the Bourbon like 3 times. I've missed them every time they've been here.
Your sister got the cool gene that eluded you.
I played the song at least today, for crying out loud.
Your sister has a cool about her. I've met her.
Yeah.
That has eluded you.
I know. Well, I can't have it all, you know.
No, you don't have that.
Young Ben, okay, I have a little intel here.
I was
recording this last night. He said, not a fan. I don't know what his score is going to be.
It's a problem.
I'm going to go with a 5-2 for Ben.
Wait a second. Don't hold it up yet, Ben. Ben, he said not a fan of Third Eye Blind or the song?
Didn't like the song.
Okay, well, then I'd say 4.
7.2. Oh. So that's kind of liking the song.
Yeah.
He pulled a fast one on me.
Yeah, he likes the song. I'm not surprised he likes the song. He was not born he was not born in 1997.
No, he was born in like 2004 or 5, right. Something like that.
2004. Think about that.
I was 13. That's still, you were something else. Different age.
I was washed up.
Part of the washout. Ratings before we get to aging gracefully. Jake hates me, says, good God, I detest this song. Well, I detest that rating from you.
Why do you detest that song? I'd like to drill into that
part, me and you were just freaking screaming in here.
Yeah, we like that song.
Good one. Sean in Omaha, 4.5. Eric says, bleep yourself, Jake, 8.4, solid.
There you go, Eric.
John in Southeast Lincoln says, that's an emo song. It's a 4.4.
Nah, is it? Yeah, I guess it is. There's much more extreme examples of emo from that era.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's really much more extreme.
Bird Columbus, a 1. Garbage.
Garbage. Come on, Bird.
I think Bill would get that probably a 4.
Yeah, I don't think he'd. That's not his deal.
No. How could you not like that, though?
No.
Sandmaster in KC on his way to Sioux City says 8.5, excellent driving song.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah, how about that for a driver? I listened to that on my drive today.
Yeah. And I'll listen to some Jim Blossoms, too.
It's not as good at driving. It's good.
Found out about yous. I like that song.
You know, I like that song.
Yeah, it's as good as that one.
Kent, Good Friday tune, 8.8. That's a one putt for birdie right there.
Yeah, it is.
9.9, perfect song from Unnamed Texture. Ryan in Delaware is back with a 2 on that one.
Don't understand that.
Jamie and Enzo in Des Moines, 6.88, solid song. I think the first time texture.
Have you ever noticed we have a lot of Des Moines listeners?
We do. It's weird. Yeah. I like it.
Wonder what the tie is.
it's like Chattanooga over here.
Keep going.
Chet in Nebraska City, a 9.0, amazing song, one of the best of that genre and era.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, it is.
That's what we feel.
Jennifer, 5. Hubby, 5.5. Oh. Coworker Brenda says 5. Why, Jake, why is the question there?
No, I know.
Novotny Nutrition and Wellness.
And they are our good friends. And I would have predicted that.
Loyal listeners, too, by the way.
Yeah, and I think we have a pretty good handle on what they like. And I would have been surprised if they would have given it a high score, which is fine. That's fine.
Dirty Tony and the Boys, 8.8. Absolute banger on that one.
It's gold.
Kiffin says 8.5. Kyle and Hooper says 9.9. Sanderson, 7.3. Corey and Linky is at a 6 on that one.
Pretty high for Corey.
And 97 was a great year and a great song, says somebody on there. Ohio Husker gives it an 8.8. So there is your song of the day. How's it going to be from 1997, Third Eye Blind? It is time, Sip, for Aging Gracefully, sponsored by our friends at Tread Central Tire Pros, the Tire Palace, just south of Cortland and Highway 77. Check it out, yournexttire.com or treadscentraltirepros.com. Sip, what do you have today for Aging Gracefully?
I find myself saying this to family members and friends a lot. When you're talking about college football, and you're talking about, it's usually when you're talking about player evaluation or trying to size up a roster or what happened in a game. I find myself saying to people a lot, like my dad, like the person, which could be my dad or somebody. Now this applies again, this is an Aging Gracefully segment. So this applies to older people mainly. They will say, well, it's not like I really totally understand the game, but I find myself stopping them. And I do this to myself, my inner conversation. Don't sell yourself short. I would say to my dad, you've been watching football for 60 years. You've been watching football closely for 60 years. You've been reading about football closely for 60 years, 70 years. We'll go 70s in his 80s. Don't sell your knowledge short. You know a lot. I do this to myself. I know a lot. I mean, I kind of play that game like, you know, Babe in the Woods. But there's a lot I know. You can size things up. It's not rocket science. You know, it's, you can, if you watch a sport like me for 45 years, and in my case, covered it for 30 years, osmosis would teach, would settle into a large extent. I would know a lot, but I've paid attention. So I catch myself saying that to Sean. Don't sell yourself short. You know what's going on. I certainly shouldn't have to tell that to Sean Callahan. Shouldn't have to tell it to you. I mean, you pay close attention to what's going on. I would ordinarily say something like this to Alex, but he's young, so he doesn't fit aging gracefully. I mean, I swear to God that my grandson Alex could run the Orlando Magic. I'm not joking. He's smart. I mean, he could be a personnel person.
Be a hell of a job.
He could be a personnel person. It's not. He watches every single game. You know, he watches every possession.
Does he watch college basketball to scout the next generation?
Yeah, he knows the draft.
Okay. Well, the draft is not watching basketball.
No, it's not true.
You got to watch college ball, and you got to watch the
foreign
players.
But anyway, in terms of aging, you're fine. In terms of aging gracefully, if you're a 50-something and you've been watching college athletics, college football specifically, for 45 years, you don't have to preface your statements with, well, I'm not an expert on this. You kind of are an expert on it.
Watched for a long time.
Yeah. You've watched how many games, how many plays. You've read about it. You've studied it. Yeah. You know stuff. Embrace it.
Don't sell yourself short.
I tell that to my dad all the time. Come on. You know what's going on. Well, I don't know it like you do. Yeah, you probably do. Pretty close. Now there's a few people who know football as well as I do, but but you see what I'm saying?
John Des Moines says, quote, "I know a lot." Get that drop in the show. I know a lot.
I do.
That is Aging Gracefully, sponsored by our friends at Treads Central Tire Pros, just south of Cortland and Highway 77. Go say hi to Ron. And so every type of tire you want, they have it there.
Every
type. Treads Central Tire Pros. Hour two is next. Busy weekend in recruiting for Nebraska. Sip will fill us in on why that is and how that looks next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.